Man, probably a fun fact on me is that I like to read. I like to read. That's a lost art nowadays. Oh, my great uncle is Jesse Owens. He won 4 gold medals in 1936.
I always want to leave people with this, man, to all the viewers and everybody out there, man. Make sure you guys finish your story. Make sure you guys finish your journey because somebody's going to need it.
Yeah. All you got to do is push the bad button. That's all you got to do. Push the back signal.
Try not to think about the future too much so you can maximize the now.
Who's your favorite rap artist?
Man, to be honest, it's crazy. Tupac always been my number one, right? Like, he got me through so much stuff, but Lil Wayne has been in the modern day.
I said, what does it really take? What does it really take to be great, Drew? And he looked at me and he was like, you really want to know? And he was like, to be honest, everything you did to get here, you need to be consistent times 10.
What's up, how everybody out there doing today? Welcome to the Nothing But Basketball Show. It's your boy, Coach Lee. It's Wednesday night. We're back at it like we're mad at it. It's time to run one with you guys. With that being said, what's going on? Coach Hill.
Yes, sir. We back at it, baby. Excited. Got my Terror gear on. Let's get it. Yes, sir.
It's like you just came from a pickup game.
Nah, man. You know me. I got to dress for the occasion. Just got off work. Really? That's called a pickup game. Shoot, we picking up that money every day.
How's your weekend, Coach?
It was restful, you know. Definitely, we had a week off, so man, hey, got some rest. Still had to go to work, but still got some stuff done around the house and just enjoyed family time.
Already, man. Same here. But hey, we're in the heat of some battles going on right now.
Yeah.
Again, everybody, sure. Welcome to the Number Basketball Show. First topic of the night. Jump right into this bad boy. NBA playoffs.
Yeah, kind of eating some of my words right now, but it's all good. We brought.
Hey, it's still early, still first round. You know, I think Brooklyn and the Bucks already punched their ticket, so we know they going at it. Sixers got the opportunity, I believe, to close out. They play tonight, right?
Yeah.
So they can close them out tonight. And then you got the Knicks and the Hawks.
I you know what, Knicks and the Hawks. I see the Hawks go ahead and finishing that. Man.
Think Hawks can go ahead and close them on up.
Yeah, I think so. You definitely don't want a Knicks team hanging around like that and giving them hope. Go ahead and finish it out. Boom, punch your ticket to the next. You know, move on to the next.
Right now, the Knicks are down to Atlanta. Atlanta's up 52-47 at halftime. So like they definitely on the way to trying to close these boys out. And then about 4 minutes left in the third, you got Philly on top of Washington, 89-83. Everybody could mess around with Washington. Stop playing with food. But Philly took a bit of a blow, man. I heard the big process is on injured again.
Yeah, he is. So still, I think they have enough. They have enough to finish that out, man.
Yeah.
Suck that up.
But I know we had kind of, had figured it'd be, them versus Brooklyn in the conference finals. But, Philly might still be able to get it because, they got Atlanta. If it comes down to that.
But still, you need all your boys healthy going into a game like that. You know, like we predicted, Philly versus Brooklyn. Man, Brooklyn's not gonna have an easy contest with Milwaukee. But at the same time, they'll beat Milwaukee. But definitely, you gotta be firing all cylinders when you play against a team in Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Nets.
That's true. Hey, they made short work of Boston and. Gonna be a little bit tough in the second round, but we'll see if Milwaukee can't run with them, but Milwaukee did up a lot better than what they just faced.
Yeah, definitely can. They definitely can.
So swinging over here to the Western Conference playoffs. So you got Utah on the verge of closing out Memphis. Tonight, you got Mavericks and Clippers. I'm going to speak on that, man. Which I'll be messing around, Mavs.
I'm gonna have to use my words on that one. I went on the limb for the Mavs, man, and said y'all gonna sweep them, and now we 2-2, man.
2-2. It should at least be 3-1.
Yeah, at least win the series.
Man. Yeah, gotta go on to close these boys out, man. Show up.
Yeah.
Make Denver definitely got their hands full because last night was Dame time.
You already know he gonna show up in them playoffs. Sooner or later, Dame is gonna show up.
What he hit for a double nickel last night?
Yes, sir.
In a double overtime game. That's losing cause, but hey, he put those boys on his back and he still almost willed his team to a victory. So 3-2. I think that one's gonna probably go 7.
Yeah, it'll go all the way. You know, he's very much so capable of carrying. He's been carrying that team on his back for many years. So my thing is, he knows what time it is.
True that. And then last, you got the Suns and the Lakers. Man.
I thought that series. You know, I really thought Phoenix was gonna just like make it to the playoffs and be happy with that. But say, man, I don't know. Yet again, fans out there, I'm going to eat my words on this one, man. Like,
hey, them Lake Show better watch out, man, because really and truth be told.
They're going to be at the house. They're going to be at the house if they don't come on with it, man.
AD's, no, he's still out. I saw LeBron have a quote today, tell him, don't take your time, don't rush back. He don't come back. I don't know if you're going to be able to wheel him by yourself, L Boogie. Phoenix, you know, young boys gunning on this side.
Yeah, they are. But my thing is, you know, LeBron has definitely in the past carried his team. So, but he was also a younger LeBron too. So my thing is he capable of carrying that team the way like he used to? Or is this just going to be a season where, how you doing, Miss Brandy? Or is this just going to be a season where he just can't do it, you know, and he'll have to accept defeat, accept failure. Like I read somewhere, you know, where, you know, he made a good run at trying to something about MJ's legacy or something, or trying to win championships or something. But hey, he made a good run on multiple teams at trying to do that. But at the end of the day, I don't know, man. I don't really think he has that go like he used to. But we'll see. And yet again, I don't mind eating my words. I stay full, so it's all good.
But hey, man, okay. I think a lot of people just get too caught up in trying to compare the two. At the end of the day, LBJ, he had his own legacy. No, stop trying to compare him to Mike. Some people go,
exactly.
Man, it get a little rowdy in there sometimes, even, you know, in our group discussions. Yeah. It's like,
I'll be like, man, I'm not even going to get in that. Like, because I feel like MJ was in a different time. That was his time. Then you had, of course, Kobe. That was his time. You know, you got LeBron, his time. Quit comparing these men because they're all obviously three different men. Now, Kobe's and MJ's style of play was similar, a lot similar. I don't care what nobody says. Oh, Kobe, man, be quiet and be real. Kobe and MJ's game was similar from the fadeaways to the way Kobe went to the basket to all that stuff, man. So,
yeah. Man, I think at the end of the day, they get too emotional about the situation. And then you got the what they call them, the Jordashians.
Yeah.
And the Bron sexuals.
Yeah. They get too emotional and ain't even rest in peace, Kobe. But you know, never even met the dude yet, went to any of their games in the history of these men playing. So I mean, you can be fans and watch all their games, but just chill out, man. Y'all be taking it a little too serious.
Too serious, man. So,
man,
so talking about taking serious. So as we mentioned earlier, the Brooklyn went ahead and made short work of Boston. Boston tried to hang in there, but they were just outmatched, outnumbered, outdueled. There was some side effects from that, starting with Danny Ainge. So Danny has been there. He's been the long term. He's been there, what, for probably about 15, 20 years or maybe?
He's been there as for a GM. Minute.
He's been there for a minute.
Yeah.
Well, he stepped down. They called it a step down. I think it was a mutual thing as far as, him not wanting to resign and them not wanting to say that they fired him. But so show that he stepped down. And, hey, it's been, that nucleus has been there for a little bit. You know, if you think about it, they've been saying next year since they big three left, KG, Shoulders-Worth, and the Truth. So they've been chasing, getting all these draft picks, but they haven't just really just, with all that draft collateral, no production at the end of the day. You're right.
So I really feel like it was a decision made by him and other people. Like, man, maybe it's time for us. Hey, next year, next year, next year, next year. Say, hey, bro, it's next year's been a minute. Like, what we gonna do? So it's time to turn that page and start a new chapter.
Right.
They definitely have some talent over there, but at the end of the day, man, the Boston Celtics are, known for winning championships. I don't care how old the championships are. Boston Celtic history and basketball, they win championships. Them and the Lakers used to go at it all the time. So I mean, hey, they're known and they wanna get back to, at least competing for a championship. I'm not saying necessarily win the championship. I'm like, hey, at least be in the talk and like, hey, we a strong, solid team, blase, blase. But right now, hey, nah, y'all ain't getting it done.
At all. And just me and the way that my brain works. So the actual story was he's stepping down as president of basketball operations.
Okay. Okay.
And it was originally reported that he was expected to leave and that Brad Stevens is expected to leave the sidelines to assume a more prominent front office role with the team. And they ended up being he's going to be named as the president of basketball operations. So me and my way my brain thinks immediately he resigns and he gets put in that place. That's probably a power structure, a power struggle internally there.
Yeah, I agree with that. And now that you say that, I've never really thought of it that way. But now that you put it into that perspective, I definitely can see that. I can see that.
No, he probably didn't know. Brad Stevens probably wanted to put the team together one way. And Danny Ainge wanted to put together another way. And he's like, well, I might as well, he probably got somebody here. And they sided with him. And it probably didn't just start. It probably happened. You know what?
There's been some
it happened ways back.
Yeah.
You know why I'm going to say that? Because this is now all this is going to tie together. It just came to me. So
yeah,
switching to Brad Stevens, we'll come back to the Danny Ainge part of that. Remember the story that we did about 4 or 5 weeks ago, maybe about the rumor had came out that Indiana offered him a lucrative job and he turned it down.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I heard the number was 7 years, $70 million. Who's going to turn that down? Unless you had a gentleman's agreement that you're finna get step in that front office role. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, that makes sense for real.
Man.
No Brad.
All politics, man.
it's politics and everything.
It's like my man Kwame Brown said, man, the NBA has some politics, man. But you're right. It's office politics in any industry. This is just on a big stage with a lot more zeros behind it. You got it? All right.
Yes, sir.
So, Brad Stevens, I didn't say he did something underhanded, but I'm pretty sure somebody gave him that inside scoop that he'd be considered for that position. Thus, he turns down the Indiana job. Go ahead, Coach.
So once he had the inside, once he had the inside scoop, he just it was just easy. It was just easy for him.
Yeah, most definitely.
Easy for who?
What's up, man?
Man,
what's up, Lounging Leroy? Hey, Junior.
Hey, my damn nerves. You know, it was a time for me to get up in here. I had to climb the fence, swim the river, hop over a building. But Lounging Leroy Junior is in the building, man. I am in this thing for the Nothing But Basketball show, man. I had to hop on, man. We talking NBA playoffs. What's the rumors? You know I love rumors. What's the rumors?
Well, you remember that story that we had did a few weeks back about Brad Stevens turning down the Indiana job, and he said that was a false story?
Yes.
Well, the number was that they offered him. So we were discussing that for somebody told him, hold tight, we got something else for you. Go here in the front office. What up?
So y'all really up here starting rumors. So that's what you're saying. So that's what you think happened. So someone put a bug in his ear and told him that they had something.
You ain't gonna turn down that much money.
That is true. I agree. Nah, I agree because, you know, one thing is, you know, at a leadership level, you know, they been know what's going on. And one thing that Danny Ainge said, you know, he didn't enjoy the game anymore after, you know, he had his health scare, which was like 2 years ago. So, you know, with the bubble, this COVID, this pandemic, these sanctions, he hated it. So I'm pretty sure that.
So potentially.
The team knew about it.
No, I'm pretty sure they did too, man. And yeah, them office politics are in full effect
all the time.
Now, obviously, now it's already rumor circulating that Danny Ainge may end up over in Utah in a similar role. So you add that to it, to whereas not only is he giving up a title, now it's rumors he's gonna leave the organization. It points all the way to a power struggle. So there's a couple of candidates that they have that we're going to talk about really quick here as far as who could replace them. So okay. I just want to get y'all synopsis on who you think is going to be. Let me see. Here we go. Boom. Who you think is going to be? Right off the bat, number 9, Mark Jackson. Any chance he coming out the booth?
I don't know.
Don't do nothing for you, coach.
I think he's good where he's at, but I got to see the other candidates before I can make a solid on that.
And 8, Jeff Van Gundy. I know he ain't coming out. He been out the game so long.
He ain't. Nah, he good.
He made good money out in that booth.
Solid money.
Ime Udoka.
What in the world did you just say?
Ime Udoka.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. I'll go with a maybe.
David Vanderpool. Not familiar with this gentleman. Defensive specialist.
I don't even know, dude.
Lloyd Pierce. Number 4, Jason Kidd.
This guy.
He just keep getting chances, don't he?
He just get, hey, somebody, they see something in it, man. Politics. We got.
That's all name. Boy. Chauncey Billups. That was intriguing.
Yeah. I raised my eyebrows on that one. You know, that could be, don't be surprised. Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
Didn't he play for Boston at one point in time? Or was it just Detroit and Denver?
I think he made. I think he might have played for Boston, but not that long.
Okay.
I have to do my research.
Jay Laranga, Laranga Naga. How you say his name? In Boston.
Yeah, that's.
So he's already there.
Yeah.
Sam Cassell.
That boy Sam.
They got him as number one. So, some good candidates out there. Knows a lot of, knows a couple of who's and a few of those who's that's.
Yeah, like tell them like, man, who? Like, but definitely some solid candidates, man. Definitely whoever takes that position is definitely going to be blessed. I just hope they have the right mindset to get it done and don't let it overwhelm you. Because I think in so many times when you're in that type of position, you let things overwhelm you instead of just, hey, taking care of the business.
True that.
So
true.
That's when people mess up. When you let it overwhelm you, you start letting everybody get in your ear, then boom. So we'll see how that plays out.
We're definitely going to circle back around to that. But we're going to take us a quick break, Coach, before we jump right in back into my favorite part of the show as I state every week. Those damn Waco Terror updates. Yes, they let us do what we do. So we'll be right back with the Number Basketball Show, Sports Talk with Friends.
What's up, world? Kyrie Robinson, man. New Orleans Saints veteran. Hey, man, make sure you guys go check out my guy, man, STWF, the media, man. Check them guys out. Y'all want to get sports talks with players, with fans, anything like that, man, go check them guys out, man. That's the place to be if you want to talk sports. Who that nation?
Bam, just like that. So, Coach.
Yes, sir.
It's your time to shine, right, player.
We're going to get right into it, man. Last week we were off, so salute all y'all vets out there, man. Happy Memorial Day. I know I'm late, but, hey, it is what it is. I'm rocking the camo for y'all, though. Feel me? Hey, we're going to get around to the Texas Basketball Association power rankings, man. We're really in week 9. Some teams did play last week, but, hey, we're going to get right into it. You have the Waco Terrors sitting at 3-4, sitting number 8. You know, they take the top 10 teams into the playoffs. We have a big, big game this weekend. You know, you have the Texas Tribe sitting number 1 at 6-1. The Wolfpack 5-1. The Heat 6-1. Elite 4-2. One of their losses was to us. I'm just going to mention that. SBA Elite, they beat us 2 times, but that's all good. You got the Gorillas, the Lake Worth Cyclones, which we play next weekend in Lake Worth, wherever that is. It's somewhere up there. I guess it's near the DFW area. Yet again, your Waco Terrace sitting number 8, Rhythm City this weekend number 9. Both teams are 3-4 going into that contest. A very big game, a lot on the line as far as playoff contention. Then you have, I got next out of Austin, they're 3-4. USA Elite, they're from the Central Texas area, 1-4. The Austin Knights, 1-5. Prowlers, 1-5. And then you have AAW, who's from Dallas, 0-6. So, I mean, hey. Still a lot of basketball to be played, but with 3 weeks left, it's a real tight race with those teams with 3 losses and 4 losses. So anything can happen over the course of these next few weeks.
You just pretty much what a game or a game and a half out of the fifth slot, fourth slot.
Yeah, and we put ourselves in that position. We're not really worried about anything. Our biggest thing is we don't blame people for our downfalls or our mistakes. We just know, hey, we put ourselves in that position. So it is what it is, man.
Okay.
Then I have some predictions. I'm trying to pull them up. Okay, here we go. You have your week 9 predictions. You have your Waco Terror and Rhythm City. I predict that game being a very close game with your Waco Terror winning. You know, just because it's me, Waco Terror winning, I'm going to say 105-98. Then after that, you have I Got Next versus Lake Worth Cyclones. I have I Got Next winning that game 115-100. I mean, the games are high scoring, so there's not a lot of defense being played in this league, but hopefully we can turn that around. Then you have the Dallas Heat versus the Wolfpack. That game is going to be a 2-point game. I'm going to say 110 to 112. You have the DFW Gorillas versus the Austin Knights, which I have the DFW Gorillas, who have a lot of firepower. They're a very solid team. They shoot the three ball well. They're just all-around athletes. They have definitely the experience. Now, the Austin Knights, we beat them here at home a few weekends ago. But, hey, Austin Knights have to go on the road, so they're going to probably struggle with people going to the game. I have the DFW winning 135 to 100. I'm just going to say that. Then you have the USA Elite versus the Austin Elite. Battle of the Elites. I have the Austin Elite winning that game 115 to 98. Last but not least, SBA Elite out of Houston versus the Texas Tribe, also out of Houston. Man, I really feel like that game right there is going to come down to maybe 3-4 points, because both teams are very solid. Both teams can shoot the ball well. They get out and run. They do the little things right. So I'm going to go with SBA Elite just because I've seen them play before. Texas Tribe, we lost to them, but I was unable to attend that game. There won't be any defense played in that game. So I'm going to say 140. I know that's high, everybody. 140 to 138. Those are my predictions.
Stand on it.
Stand on it. We'll see. You know, we'll see if I'm right or wrong. Either way, hey, I got to worry about that number one game, and that's our game. So, and then, of course, we have our upcoming game. Like I said, battle of 2, 3, and 4 teams, man. They have to travel to us. We are playing at Aquila High School gym. We're not playing in Waco, you know, and that is really, we're still the Waco Terror, but we decided, as far as marketing and stuff like that, to branch out to these smaller communities, these small country towns around Waco, and definitely put the name out there. Tip off is at 5:30. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Man, it's going to be heat. They have some solid athletes over there for the Rhythm City. And I used to be the owner of Rhythm City till I sold the brand. I sold the logo and everything. Really? So I used to be the owner of the Rhythm City. But my boy Ira is the owner now. So he's doing a great job over that. And he's really taking over, and they're doing good, man. I just couldn't bite off 2 semi-pro teams. Like, dealing with a bunch of grown men at times, it can be stressful, you know. And also dealing with me can be stressful. So, yeah, man, hey, you're in the area, check out the game. Hey, holler at Coach Hill if you need to get in. Say, hey, Coach, I really ain't got the money to get in. Hey, $5 ain't nothing. Holler at your boy. We get you in there. And last but not least, we're going to go follow us, man. I'm always going to have everybody follow us. Follow us on all our social media sites, you know. The Waco Terror is independently owned and operated since 2015. And we would like to just thank all the fans for their support over the years. You know, feel free to follow us on all social media sites. On Facebook, Waco Terror Basketball. Instagram, TerrorMade_254. Twitter, Waco Terror Basketball, at Terror Waco. You can also look us up on YouTube, Waco Terror Basketball, man. And keep in mind, the best is yet to come. Believe that.
Already. What you got for shout outs, Coach? Going to close this bad boy out, because you know what? I'm going to tip out time for my Mavs.
Oh, yeah. We got to shut this down real quick then, y'all. Hey, I would like to shout out my brothers right here at Sports Talk with Friends. Shout out all the fans that watch us do what we do every Wednesday night, man. Without y'all, we wouldn't be us. I want to shout out my Game Ready, which is a youth organization here in the Waco area. They're new to the Waco area. So if you're around, look them up on Facebook, stuff like that. They're doing some good things too, man. Any youth organization in the city of Waco, I shout them out. It doesn't matter who, just because they're impacting lives in some shape, form, or fashion. With that being said, shout out my family, man. Love y'all. Oh, 2 more shout outs. Shout out to Scissor Man, Dejon Johnson, for hooking up my hair, which I got to get with him. And shout out my cousin, Danielle Willis, man, for hooking me up with the braids. I'm definitely coming to see you tomorrow. So blessings to everybody, man. Yes, sir.
What's up? Hey, we support this boy, Coach Lee. We appreciate y'all tuning in with us. Make sure, like, comment, subscribe. Tell your families and friends about us. Let's grow this thing together. Without y'all, this does not happen. Until then, We appreciate you. See you soon. Peace.